You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Scott Evans. I'm with the Harvard School of Public Health. And this work is about looking at HIV-associated peripheral neuropathy in the heart area. And we use data from the ALERT study, which is a large meta-study that enrolls participants that are enrolled in randomized trials in the ACTG. And what we did is we primarily focused on naive patients and looked at when they initiated antiretroviral therapy. We looked at what sort of neuropathic signs and symptoms they have after they initiate therapy. And so a couple of the primary results are that, in particular, neuropathic signs persist and perhaps even increase after initiation of therapy as time goes along, despite the improved immunologic function and viral control with the initiation of therapy. And many of these, actually many of the signs, neuropathic signs, occur without symptoms. And then we tried to look at risk factors or things that would be associated with peripheral neuropathy. And many of the sort of usual suspects, such as sort of higher baseline viral loads and D-drug use, turn out to be significant risk factors. But one of the surprising things, or perhaps not surprising, but one thing that caught many people's eye was the age of individuals appeared to be a significant risk factor. As a matter of fact, for a 10-year increase in increment in age, there's an odds ratio of about 1.9, and this sort of caught some attention since we've been here. So,
and what age did the risk begin? Was it for everybody?
Yeah, it's just sort of a progression. The median age in our particular studies about 40 years of age at the initiation of therapy, but ranges from the early 20s into early 60s, and it's sort of a progression. The older you are, the higher your odds are of peripheral neuropathy.
And how prevalent was this?
Surprisingly prevalent with respect to signs of peripheral neuropathy. It, in some sense, depended upon how long you've been on therapy, but when people initiated therapy, the prevalence of signs was maybe 20 to 25%, but it got around 35% with a few years after therapy. So.
Uh-huh. And when you say signs frequently occurred without pain, was it noticeable by the patients or measurable? Just measurable.
Yeah, we did a systematic look, and we asked them for symptoms that they were experiencing, pain, numbness, or tingling. And a few patients in particular noted some pain, but most of the signs we looked at, where we assessed them for vibration sensation and also for reflexes, ankle reflexes, there was a fair amount of either absent or hypoactive ankle reflexes or loss of vibration sensation, and much of the time that actually occurred without either pain symptoms or numbness or tingling.
I know neuropathy has been associated both with heart medications and with HIV.
That's right.
Was there any distinction made? I mean, were there people who were not on therapy yet who experienced neuropathy?
So that's right. We do feel that there's an element of neuropathy that's both contributed to the disease itself and also contributed to some of the antiretrovirals. In our study, everyone was initiating therapy. So what we tried to do is sort of tease out whether there were drug classes that perhaps contributed a bit more to the neuropathy. And D-drug has historically been a risk factor. But we've also seen that PI use, to a lesser extent, has been associated with peripheral neuropathy.
So what are the next steps?
Well, a number of different questions have come up. I think we plan to replicate this actually in experienced patients. We so far have targeted naive patients. And we'd also like to look at perhaps some of the interactions between different risk factors, HCV and some things like that. And we also wanted to look at whether if people had had neuropathy while using D drugs, if the D drugs were removed, are they able to recover? And we haven't assessed that yet, but we'd like to.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.